Hi, my name is Rosie Golan, and this song is called Flicker. How will I know if I could get through? If I believe that I could get through this, maybe I'll find that I could get somewhere. 'Cause my heart's in two places and I'm feeling like a candle. Watching the sky change, oh Jesse, born from this moment. But if I was gone, I wouldn't feel it. I would just know it's only sent to places, and I'm feeling like a candle burning at both ends. Until it flickers, 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 and my heart's sent to places where I am and where I'm going, burning at both ends. Until it flickers. That I could get somewhere, 'cause my heart's in two places and I'm feeling like a candle burning out both ends till it flickers, 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 and my heart's in two places where I am and where I'm going. Hearts in two places, and I'm feeling like a candle burning out both ends till it flickers, flickers, flickers.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from Noho 2 Studio, it is the End of the Shell Show, and I am joined by Rosie Golan. You can find her, rosiegolan.com, and Lead Balloon is the new full-length record that you can actually purchase on rosiegolan.com, right?
Yep, that's right, on rosiegolan.com.
I heard that you are now partnered up with Family Record Stores, and tell me about that.
Family Records is a little indie label in New York. They're good friends of mine, and another friend of mine who's in a really great band called Wakey Wakey is with them, and I've just known them for a while, and so, you know, making the second record when it was done, I was looking around and kind of wanted to partner up with somebody, and they kind of stand for all the same things that I do, and it just kind of felt like a natural, easy fit.
Now, here's the thing that I find interesting is a lot of people such as yourself, they go about everything kind of the do-it-yourself way. Mm-hmm. To partner up with somebody else, I don't know, to me that just kind of goes against the norm.
When I made my first record, I kind of looked around and then I realized that I was happy doing it on my own. We were doing okay by ourselves. And then, you know, as you kind of start growing a fan base, you want to expand. And it doesn't really feel like I'm not still doing it myself, because they're very much do it yourself as well. You know, it's really indie. It's really small. And we're partnering up. We're both putting in a lot of work. We're both doing a lot of stuff. It's not like, oh, you know, now I'm signed and so I can kick back. I'm definitely still working just as hard, doing just as many things. We've just basically tried to, you know, make it a little bit easier to expand our family, I guess, you know, no pun intended. But, you know, the more people you have on your team fighting for what you're doing, I think the better it is.
So it's now like you have hired thugs.
Yes, basically. They're just my thugs. Yeah. I like to take them everywhere to beat people up when they look at me weird and stuff.
It's always a good thing to have. Yeah. Tell me, who's your guitarist?
This is Jake Phillips. Jake and I have been playing together for a very long time. You can say hello,
yeah.
Jake.
Yeah. It was really funny because when Jake came in, he had to use the restroom, and but we've all been there. We've all been there where we're on a long drive, going from point A to point B. And then for some strange reason, the traffic in LA is just horrendous.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck, and then it's like, okay. You start looking around if there are any cups. Did you, when you were in the vehicle, were you looking around at any cups or anything like that?
No, I know my body. I know when it's rupture time. I wasn't quite there.
Rupture
but,
time.
I mean, there was a few bumps where, you know, accidents might happen.
I have to say, I said this to Jake in the car. We have been touring together for, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I have ever seen him this desperate for a bathroom.
Yeah.
Because we are both actually really good. We can go hours on the road. You know, I'm not the typical girl who needs to stop like all the time for the bathroom. Jake's not the typical girl that needs to stop all the time for the bathroom.
This is
the first time I've ever seen him like this. I couldn't believe it. It was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was painful.
Yeah, I'm sure. But,
you know, and you see, you just wonder if the stoplights are ever going to end.
They don't. They
and
don't.
If they're ever going to sync them up, you know, so that you can kind of cruise for a little while.
Have you ever taken a whiz like in a just different area where you never thought, like in a can or?
Well, I mean, in a place that probably is not appropriate.
Yeah,
absolutely. I can't think of any specific examples right now, but if you give me a minute to sort of reach back.
I'll tell you about mine real quick. Uh-huh. I was at a Grateful Dead concert. Uh-huh. It was at the Forum, and there was tons of just everything, copious amounts of things just for free,
mm-hmm. except for drugs. There were none there, right?
None at all.
No drugs at all.
No drugs there at all.
Uh-uh.
And I got pretty inebriated, as well as a few other, you know, things.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they wouldn't let me in the Forum, so I had to go in a van, and it was a Carl's Jr. cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. Now here's the thing. I've never done that before, okay? Mm-hmm. And while I'm there, I'm a guy, so I'm used to standing up.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, obviously I can't stand up in this van, so I had to go on my knees.
Right.
I don't know. It was quite the humbling experience.
Was it a large, hopefully extra large cup?
Well, here's the thing.
Stopping midstream, we know about that.
Oh, it's painful. It's painful.
Nobody likes it.
And it never stops. That's the thing. Right. Like, you're used to like just going to the bathroom and then like it's stopping. But for some reason, when you're put in those situations, it just never ends.
Yeah.
It's like Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's called Murphy's
Somehow
Law.
I feel like I don't belong in this conversation.
Has that ever happened to you, though, Rosie?
No, I've never peed in a cup in a van before.
yet.
No, not yet. I think it's a little different for women. I don't know if you know, but we kind of have very different equipment than you do. So
don't say that to Chaz Bono. She'll he'll.
You know what? Them. They actually. This is really gross. I don't know if I saw this on television or if I read about this. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. They make these cups with funnels for mm-hmm. women who don't want to squat or sit in a public restroom. Mm. I don't know how it works exactly, but you can use your imagination. It makes it so that you can pee like a man standing up.
Have you done that yet?
Facing the toilet. No, absolutely.
Why not? I would figure that'd be something you would want to get into.
I'm just
for the experience, you know?
I'm really good at hovering.
Really?
Yeah. Something you didn't know about me. I'm talking to my manager over there. I'm pretty sure he's dying inside right now, but... I've got strong, you know, thighs. I'm good at not touching any surfaces, so I'm good.
Cool.
I don't need those things.
Well, speaking of watching you, I went on your YouTube. Let me plug that real quick. YouTube.com/RosieGolan. And I saw you guys do this rendition. And were you in the vehicle, Jake? Probably.
Oh.
Of what is that song? You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. beautiful. That was...
Right? It was magical.
It was impromptu. Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And it just so happened that I just watched Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
That week. So it was very timely.
Yeah, it was really in key.
Yeah, beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys thought about incorporating that into your repertoire?
I think I would lose my shit on stage.
In that rendition? Or like a serious
like rendition? Like a serious rendition.
No.
Oh, a serious one. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant like... Okay. No, not that Mm-mm. song.
No.
We've done a couple covers, but that one hasn't really fallen into our... catalog.
No, it hasn't.
Now, Rosie,
that's something to consider.
Maybe. I would really love to hear it. Uh-huh. Honestly, I think it would be
we'll dedicate it to you every time.
I'm fine with that. Enterthesshell.com.
Just we'll be like Germany. This one goes out to Turtle.
I love it. But let's speak about that. You do. You're worldly. You know, you've been around to what Germany to everywhere.
Yeah.
And you speak five different languages.
Yeah, I grew up kind of, all over the place, which is, it's great and also sometimes frustrating because, you know, I get bored real quick. I like settle down for a little bit and then I'm like, wait, I need to go. And then I'm on the road and I'm like, I just want to be home. So it's kind of like being a crazy person, except for probably just like being a crazy person.
Yeah.
I was born in Israel and then I grew up in Europe for 6 years, sort of hopping around, and then moved back to Israel and then came to the States. But now, you know, I'm on tour all the time, so I'm never in one place.
What made you want to focus your music on English? Because you do have that catalog of French and German and all those other, you know, all those other things at your disposal. Why did you want to write in English?
I think it probably just came the most natural to me because I did most of my schooling here. So English is the most developed language. I mean, I speak fluently in French and in Hebrew, but I don't write in them. I can read in them, which is kind of strange, not being able to write in a language, but being able to read in it. So English comes the most naturally to me. I do like to sing in French, though, and I do that. And I have thought about translating some of my songs, which I'm kind of working on.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some more of your music.
Okay.
And right now we are going to hear Lead Balloon, and we're going to have more with my guest, Rosie Golan. All that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Seen a thing when promised me we'd float. Promenade through all the little corners of the world and no one knows. Climb Mount Everest, build ourselves a terrace overlooking Isle of Wight. But suddenly the skies are darkening. Clouds are rolling in, I'm realizing all the while I've been strung along, carried by a lead balloon. Oh, but how could I have ever left the ground? Well, the reason I've been
only we could drift as though we were filled with helium light as feather. We would never come undone, cause darling, we'd be tethered. I've been strong alone, carried by a lead balloon. Oh, but how could I have ever left the ground? Well, the reason I've been struck pulling my weight is you. You're my love, you're my lead by a lead balloon. Oh, but how could I have ever left the ground? Well, the reason I've been struggling, pulling my weight is you. You're my love, you're my
lost my headphones in the middle of that.
Really? Those are good headphones though, man.
Yeah, it's the hair.
Is it?
It's the Jufro. I really don't say that to offend anybody. I'm Jewish, so I can say
so
that.
So it's all good. is
Oh, see? I'm not the only one.
Yeah. And by the way, you brought a ton of your fans here today. All billions of them.
Yes.
It was great. You know what?
I'm actually so grateful. It's really, especially in Los Angeles, to get people to actually drive somewhere to see you in the middle of the day. What is it today? On a Tuesday? I mean, why aren't you guys somewhere else?
I was talking to them earlier, and they were telling me their ditch stories.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really great. You have some very devoted fans.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm really grateful. It's amazing.
And by the way, there is an open mic, so if any of you guys have a question you want to ask Rosie, please feel free. You can ask her anything. For example, I hear you're a fan of cold soup.
Yes, I am.
I want to know your take on this. Okay. I don't feel soup is a meal. Do you feel that way?
No, I don't think soup is a
awesome.
Meal.
Awesome. We can get along now.
Yeah. I think soup is like an pho? Appetizer. What about what?
What about pho or pho? What about that?
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Korean. It's Vietnamese, right?
Oh, right. You mean, what are those things called? Like udon bowls and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah, those are meals, but they have like, you know, an egg in the middle and tons of like vegetables and meat and noodles. And I get that, you know, but yeah, soup is not a meal. It's like a pre-meal, you know, or like a snack.
It's like a warm up.
Yeah. Well, cold soup is almost like a drink.
That's true, because I've never met anybody other than yourself that is into cold soup.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've never even heard of cold soup.
Well,
it's always hot. What's wrong with you?
Well, in Brooklyn, there's this really great restaurant that introduced me to a cold cucumber soup. And I kind of became obsessed because it was like that summer, it was like 95 degrees, you know, and like really gross and sweaty. And when it's that hot, you don't want to eat anything. All you want to do is drink liquids. So this was kind of the meeting point of slightly eating something, but also drinking a cold liquid. But if you throw some vodka and ice cubes in there, you're good.
Vodka makes everything better.
Suddenly you have like, you know, a cucumber Mary, and it's totally different.
Hell yeah. Well, you just recently as well played the Apple Store out in New York, right?
Yeah, I did. It was fun.
Dude, did you get any free swag?
We did. We got these Touch Nanos.
Couple of Nanos.
Yeah.
Touch Nanos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was the move? Was it you walk in and you're like, okay, so we're here to perform. All right, later. Bye. By the way, do I get any free stuff? Or
no, you know, I didn't expect a thing. I don't think Jake did it. It was a really nice little surprise at the end. We were like packing up and they're like, oh, here you go. Here are your gifts. And I was like, what? Because Apple, I mean, you know, they don't need to give anything away. So it was really, it was awesome. Yeah. And it was kind of, for me, the only piece I didn't really have, because I've got the iPhone and I've got the iPad and I've got the laptop. So
you finally completed the entire collection.
I did. I completed. It's kind of crazy when you go into those stores because you're like, I want everything. And then you're like, I don't need any of this because I have it. So now I just want the newer version of it. You know, that's how they get you.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured, okay, they get these artists to come in and then you leave buying like $20,000 worth of material.
Yeah. No, they gave us a present.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. How did you hook that up? How does one go about playing for Apple stores?
Give me
the secret. I want to play there.
Yeah, I don't know. I ask my manager. I think that's a probably better question for him.
Oh, I already know. Yeah. I know David all too well. you dog.
But actually, my friend Patrick runs that Apple store that we played at. So it was kind of a nice added bonus. We knew we were going to play in an Apple store, but then we actually, I was friends with the guy who worked there as well. So he took really good care of us. And yeah.
Fantastic.
I think you probably, one of the requirements is having a record on iTunes, obviously, and having something that's about to come out. And Paper Tiger, the first single from the record, was just about, had just come out 3 days before on iTunes.
Do you travel just so you can write music, you know, because that kind of seems to be your method of writing, or is it, that's just a perk?
No, I definitely haven't. I haven't traveled just for fun in a really long time, except for this year for my birthday. I mean, obviously, what I do is fun, but I mean, not work related at all. I do travel to work a lot because, I collaborate mostly, and my collaborators happen to be in London, in Nashville, and in Los Angeles. So if I'm gonna write, I go to them. But honestly, part of being inspired in writing for me does actually come with traveling. When you're not in your own sort of everyday, you know, in your own home and where things get kind of stale and you're moving around and you're kind of uncomfortable, that's the best time to write, in my opinion. And you're having different experiences because you're, you know, it's more exciting, like you're never there. So you do things that you wouldn't normally do at home, and then that always leads to writing.
Now, when you go out and perform, I noticed that, like, on most of your songs, you have a great voice.
Thank you.
You know? And sometimes you kind of just get lost in it and things like that. And then, you know, you go back and you start listening to the lyrics and stuff. And then you kind of realize that your lyrics are kind of heart-wrenching. You know? They're very ripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever find that, like, and no, you know, disregard to any of your fans or anything like that, but like, you know, sometimes they're all just like singing and they're dancing, you know what I mean? You're just like, dude, don't you know what I'm talking about? why are you having fun?
I don't think about that. Actually, I have to say I'm really grateful. My fans are really amazing and they all really get the lyrics. That's a thing, you know, because if you know my music, then you know that the lyrics are the most important thing to me. And so if you like my music, then it's probably because you're listening to what I'm saying, which is awesome. But when I first started playing Lead Balloon, for instance, the, you know, melody is really sweet, but the message is not. And the tag of it is, you're my love, you're my lead balloon, which is, you know, kind of a diss. And so, yeah. But when I first started playing it, people didn't listen to it quite, you know, because they thought I was saying red balloon, or they weren't really sure. And it was like a brand new song and the record wasn't out yet. And people were like, it's such a beautiful love song. And I was like, were you listening to the lyrics? You know, yeah. Like the reason I've been struggling is you. but hey, yeah. But no, now I think that, you know, that it's out and people can really listen to it, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's, by the way, did we have any questions or anything like that? Did you want to hop on over? By the way, literally hop on over.
One of my favorite songs is Seeing Ghosts, and I'd like to know what inspired you to write that.
Oh, that's a tough one. It is. It's actually really personal. I was in London in a church, a really old, beautiful church with my friend Ian, who also sings on the song and plays guitar. Ian Archer, he's an amazing artist. I hadn't really written, actually, I have never even spoken about this. So I lost my dad probably about 3 days before I made my first record, The Drifter and the Gypsy. Yeah, and I hadn't written about it in like, you know, since it happened. And that was the first moment, was that and actually another song on my record, A Lot of Things. Those were the first two songs. I wrote them 2 days in a row with Ian, and that was the first time that I even broached that subject, and it happened naturally. But yeah, so that's what that's about. Yeah.
I know we were supposed to play Paper Tiger, but since we're talking about seeing ghosts, can I call an audible? Yeah, would that be cool? Totally. All right. We're going to have more with my guest, and we're going to put you in the celebrity corner. All that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Last night you came, I felt you breezing by. I don't know if you're real or just my mind playing tricks at night. Oh, I'm seeing ghosts everywhere I turn.
Time to get into the celebrity corner, and I'm curious about your thoughts about The Simpsons. I don't know if you guys are big Simpson fans or not.
I mean, I watched them a little bit when I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, Fox is actually considering doing a digital channel that just does nothing but Simpsons.
Oh my God!
Wow.
And I don't know how to feel about this because there is a thing called Too Much of a Good Thing. Mm-hmm. And I think too much, like having Simpsons on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is just too much for my brain.
Yeah,
that's too much awesomeness at once, I guess. And is there anything that you overindulge in that you just kind of get kind of tired of?
That's a good question. I think, I think records,
yeah,
probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, records. When we go on tour, sometimes Jake likes to play a record. 7 million times in a row.
And it definitely works both ways.
That's true.
For sure.
Except for that one summer. Mm-hmm. And this one record that I won't mention that I can never listen to again.
That's a shame, because it's a great record.
I'm sure, Jake, you're still listening to it.
Not as much.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I become like physically frustrated when I hear it. Come on, even just like one note of one of the songs. Mm-hmm. But I still love you.
Yeah. Some records you just never get tired of.
Moving right along, I'm sure by now you've heard of Super Heavy, which is Mick Jagger and Josh Stone and kind of that big super group.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger was making fun of Josh Stone, saying that wherever she was doing, wherever they were at, she was always singing. Regardless, even when she was going to the bathroom, she's like singing, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. That's not a very accurate representation of Josh Stone. Let me just.
It sounded just like her.
Did it really? Thank you. I was trying to conjure her up. But that poses a very interesting question. Is that kind of how you go about writing, where you just kind of start walking around and you see a table and you just start singing about a table and things like that, and then just kind of riff off of that?
You know, songwriting it comes in many different forms, but there are definitely so many times that I'm so grateful for the voice memo option on my phone. Because it's true, because, you know, I'll be walking down the street, and in New York especially, you're so visually stimulated all the time that, you know, something will happen and it'll kind of give you a melody, and I'll just sing it in my phone, and later it'll turn into a song. That actually happened with one of the songs on my record. So,
did you watch the Emmys?
I did. Well, not all of them, but I did watch a bit of it.
It seemed that Alec Baldwin was supposed to host it, right?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Well, actually, he went and he decided not to do that, and he wanted to go to Tony Bennett's. It was his birthday, so he decided he wanted to spend it with Tony Bennett. And you know what? You can't fault the guy.
No.
At all. If Tony Bennett called me and was like, Turtle, and I'm like, oh, Tony, what's up, man? How's it going? You know, if he called me and said, hey, I want you to spend my birthday. Let's face it. Tony Bennett, he's only getting older.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to cherish that guy.
Yeah, the Emmys are not getting any older.
No. They're going to run forever.
Yeah.
You know? Well, in theory, they are. I don't know. But is there anybody that if they called you that you would skip one of the most important nights of your life for?
Wow. Jake?
What?
He's like, I don't understand.
Are you asking me that? An obligation is an obligation. Probably not.
Not even for Tony Bennett, huh?
I mean, he's a legend. He's fantastic. But if I had to host the Emmys, I think I would do that.
Okay.
That would be my, you know, responsibility.
Nice. You're a very responsible guy. I like you.
Not really, no.
Oh, no?
No, just in that, if I say I'm going to do it, I should probably.
He also likes to take long walks on the beach.
I'm sure. You're quite dreamy, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thank you very much. You're too kind. All the plastic surgery that I did.
There's no. If you have plastic surgery, you have a great surgeon. Let me just tell you.
Thanks.
Because it doesn't look like you've done any.
No,
plastic surgery.
Not yet.
Mm-mm. No, don't. You're too good looking for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. I'm fine with my manhood to say
that's
that.
Good. Yeah. It's important.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And was there anybody that?
I mean, my manager would never do this to me, but if he called me and was like. I know it's going to sound so lame, but it's true. I would skip the Emmys for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's major.
His name is David Margolis, for those of you that can't see him.
Major stud.
Yeah.
Major stud.
I don't know, celebrity-wise, Ryan Gosling, probably.
Ryan Gosling. Oh, there God. There you go. Oh, God.
Sorry, we were just talking about how far he is. So hot. He really is. And if you're listening, Ryan,
he's
up?
A huge fan. Huge fan.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Did anybody see Crazy Stupid Love?
No.
Well, you should go watch that and then watch the scene where he takes his shirt off over and over again.
I'm sure.
Over there's a reason he does that.
Yeah.
His manager has it in the contract. he takes his shirt off at least 3 times in every film.
Yeah, I guess that's probably who I would do that for. Yeah.
It's now time to see if you guys can guess who this week's Artist of the Week is.
Okay.
You guys are lucky. You came on a game-changing day here. All right, and as all you listeners out there know, we had our legend earlier this month, and it's all because of my ingeniously evil plan.
It's completely true. Completely genius.
Very genius. At least I think so. All right, October is here, pretty much, and given that it's my favorite month, what with the holiday where I can dress up in a costume and no one will look at me funny, so I figured we go with a theme of artists that are either no longer together, alive, seem to have disappeared, or have a theme of death slash dressing up in their shows. So, here comes our clues. For our first artist of the month, we have a group from Austin, Texas, who seem to have had an attachment to the 80s, as you can hear with their 8-bit sound added to their nerdy power pop about robots, space, girls, and all that good stuff. These TV studio employees got their start after winning a Battle of the Bands competition. Though their time together was brief, they managed to put out one album and one EP before they vanished from the face of the earth. Who are these invaders of my ears? Stop on by the blog section this Friday before you get dragged away by giant robots.
Any takers?
No.
No, I have absolutely no idea.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Check out the blog section on Friday and see the sweet stars.
Well, this is
going to
drive me crazy until Friday.
Please don't let it drive you mad. I'll tell you what. We got shout outs, and we're going to find out the moral next, right after we hear Paper Tiger, all that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell show.
You've got the loudest bar, but you've got no bite. It's a funny sight to see. Like a paper tiger hanging on a string. Darling, you don't bother me. You're like the foe I can never iron out of my shirt. Sometimes I wonder if it is worth it. Take all that you throw at me. You've got the loudest bar, but you've got no bite. It's a funny sight to see. Like a paper tiger hanging on the street. Darling, you don't bother me. And when you're told you're not the brightest star in the sky, the others down just to prove that you're brighter, but you're dark and when you're shitting light. You've got the loudest bar, but you got no bite. It's a funny sight to see. Like a paper tiger hanging on a string, darling.
Yeah. It's now time for shout outs. I got some shout outs. I want to give a major shout out to one of the bands that we featured on this show, and that's The Hours. They are now signed to do a North American tour, 9 dates with Noel Gallagher. So they're going to be opening them up for Noel. So check out thehours.co.uk. Do you guys have any shout outs that you guys would like to give out?
Yeah, I'd like to give one out to Jake Phillips here, my guitar player.
Major stud.
He's making a record, and when it comes out, you guys should check it out. I've heard some stuff, and it's amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I guess my little sister and my mom, I never get to say hello to them. Yeah. So, actually, both of my little sisters, Lillian, Elizabeth, and my mom, Renee.
Cool. Yeah. Jake, any shout out?
Shout out to my mother and father and family and friends and everybody who's lovely.
Cool.
And the opposite to all those who aren't.
And by the way, when your record does come out, please feel free and contact me.
I definitely will.
All right.
For sure.
Fantastic. I also want to give a shout out to NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com. Guys, what do you think of the studio?
It's great. It's got a really awesome vibe to it. I love all the painting on the wall and stuff. It's actually, it makes me feel like I'm in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of how Brooklyn's like?
Yeah, sort of like in East Williamsburg and stuff like that. You know, it's just kind of got like a nice artsy feel to it.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I also shout back out to Rosie?
Please do.
Because she's so sweet for saying the things that she said.
Hell yeah.
We love each other.
That's yeah.
Fantastic.
Except for when we don't.
when do you not love each other?
Sometimes after like a 14-hour drive.
It's actually usually, I find that it's early in the morning.
Yes, early in the morning. No, so. you've gotten so much better.
Yeah, well, I have because I get up an hour before everybody else does.
I haven't, no.
Yeah, and so I'm you know, ready to go, ready to make it happen.
Yeah.
Get on the road, had my coffee, done my crossword, you know.
He has to do a crossword every single day.
Your vocabulary must be extensive.
It's ridiculously bad. Which is why I don't solve it.
Yeah. Will your album focus on that?
It's a lesson in humility.
Oh, you should. You should totally write about that.
Crosswords? I mean, if it just came into my head.
That's like, actually a really nice title, Crosswords.
Mm-hmm. Patent pending. Yeah. My idea. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Lastly, do you guys have smartphones?
No.
No, Jake?
Do I have a smartphone?
Yeah.
I have a stupid, really stupid smartphone.
Yeah. Well, you know, step up your game and log on to Stitcher.com because we are streaming on smartphones. So, you know, check us out. Stitcher.com and just... Okay. Type in the search, just put Enter the Shell, and you can now stream us on smartphones, and you can stream the entire Enter the Shell podcast network. And then it's now time. Oh, wait, real quick. Forgot to shout out David. David, thanks for stopping on by.
That's right.
Always a treat anytime
I see
you.
I would have shouted him out, but I've already spoken about him so much.
Yeah, you can never speak enough of him. Never speaking of. It's now time to find out the moral of the show. So let me start up the Demoralizer 3000. Apple Store, Alec Baldwin, Cups, Paper Tiger, Tony Bennett, Bathroom, Hovering, Lead Balloon, Overindulgence, Josh Stone, and David. That means it's done. If you can open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
Okay. And the moral for today's show is, do not sleep with anyone named after your cat.
There it is.
That is amazing on so many levels.
Right? Just don't. My guest has been Rosie Golan. You can check her out at rosiegolan.com. And we are going to leave you now.
I love you for that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
If only the people of the World Wide Web knew.
They do now. Yeah. I don't even know where I'm at. rosiegolan.com is where you can find Rosie at. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. This has been so much fun. Yeah.
Jake, thank you so much for your presence and your dopeness.
It's been a pleasure. dopeness.
We are going to leave you now with Fly Away.
I see a light at the end of the road. It's going to run us down. I've got a plan. I'm putting on a show. I'm gonna please the crowd. Please the crowd. I'm gonna say what we both already know. This ship is sinking now. Sinking now. You leave me here. You can make it to the shore. I promise I won't drown. I'll be here, go find help. I'll hang on. For
That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Enter the Shell Show. Make sure to check out my guest, Rosie Galan, rosiegalan.com. And we are out of here later.
Bye.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.